Okay, the recorder just on. Okay, tonight is the 25th October 2018, Thursday class, Suyan's house. We are still early, another 5 more minutes to go. But tonight, remind me to share with you all this very important sutta, the Avijja Sutta. I think a lot of you all don't really understand this sutta. In fact, when I check back how I did the cultivation, actually it was all based on the Avijja Sutta. Without the Avijja Sutta, you cannot really understand what you are doing. Then this sutta is very good. It step by step explain to you how you should cultivate. How many of you haven't heard of this Avijja Sutta? Huh? Haven't? I thought in our Kayamita site we have. It is very good, Henry. I purposely put inside there. That's why I realize a lot of people don't understand. Even I discussed it a few times. Then the short note for the last Thursday class or so, towards the end, I mentioned it. Then Punchi's daughter managed to capture it. It's all there, which is very good. Well, this Avijja Sutta, Avijja, you know the meaning there. What is Avijja? Ignorant. Ignorant. The sutta on ignorant. How does ignorant come to be? This is a very important sutta, very powerful sutta. So there are two sequence inside that. One is the ignorance sequence. So when you understand the ignorance sequence, you will understand the enlightenment sequence. Yeah. And both the sutta end up with one conclusion. You need to have Dhamma friends. Otherwise, you cannot. You will become deluded, ignorant, sets in. Then, with Dhamma friend, you will realize enlightenment. They are all connected. Because without Dhamma friend, I can tell you, you will never listen to the Dhamma. And you don't listen to the Dhamma, your practice cannot start. Because you cannot straighten your view, you cannot develop yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, or wise consideration at the moment of sense experience. This yoniso manasikara is very important. Without this, you will become deluded. And this one is actually, initially, you develop it through reflection and contemplation. Of course, initially is the first turning, hearing of the teaching. That's why listening to the Dhamma is hearing. Then after that, you reflect, you contemplate into it to stabilize your understanding. That is the second turning. So after the first and second turning, your initial understanding or wisdom is there, but not penetrative enough, but good enough for you to start your cultivation. So without this yoniso manasikara, you will fall. Because you can never, never develop the mindfulness and the clear comprehension. And you cannot develop your mindfulness and clear comprehension because you don't have yoniso manasikara. But at the moment of sense experience, you can apply all your theory. It's not going to work. You can say, cut a feeling, cut a where, you put in all the... Immediately upon contact, that ignorant contact, straight away, contact condition, feeling condition, craving, you will stir your mind and react. That's why there is no sense restraint. You can follow that. Because of mindfulness and clear comprehension and the yoniso manasikara, you can have sense restraint at the moment of sense experience. If you don't have sense restraint, because you don't have yoniso manasikara, you know what will come out of it. A yoniso manasikara, which is delusion. And this will condition the three evil roots, three way of bad conduct. That's why you don't have sense restraint, it will give rise to this. And this will condition the five mental hindrance. That's why the Buddha say, the five mental hindrance is the result of avijja, ignorance. So he used the word nutriment. Yeah. He started off with avijja, ignorant. He said, what is the nutriment for avijja? You know nutriment is like food. Huh? What does it feed on? Huh? Ignorant feed on what? What does ignorant like? It's like, what do you like to eat? Ignorant feed on your five mental hindrance. Because your five mental hindrances are food for avijja. Because when you have avijja, you become heedless. Understand? You become heedless because you don't have wisdom, you don't have dhamma. That's why the five mental hindrances are very powerful. And they are there to destroy you, kill you, destroy your life, bring about your coming downfall. Then because of that, the three evil roots keep on arising. And this one is the food, yeah, for the five mental hindrance, the nutriment. So the nutriment for the five mental hindrance is the three ways of bad conduct, understand not? Where your action, speech and thought is all without sense restraint. You become heedless, you simply do things with all the evil roots. That's why the food for the three evil root or the three way of bad conduct is what? Yeah? Lack of sense restraint. That's how the whole cycle comes about. And finally, you don't have wisdom, ayoniso manasikara, we are straightening your view. Maybe you never listen to the true Dhamma. And the reason why you never listen to the true Dhamma is because you don't have Dhamma friends to encourage you, to motivate you, to counsel you, and to tell you about the importance of Dhamma. You realize why Kayamita keep on coming to classes and listen to Dhamma, straighten your view. That's why the website is very important. You realize last few days on the Kayamita website, my Kayamita website, when I share Ponchi's daughter's experience, is to actually bring about condition for you to understand. Then after that, I think a few Kayamita, they also share Eric, Christina, and I think Ingby, and a few people. And these people are the ones that constantly listen. That's why listening to Dhamma is one of the prerequisites for arising of yoniso manasikara, leading to enlightenment, wisdom. Having Dhamma friend is also a condition for you to listen to Dhamma. That's why without Dhamma friends, you will never, never have the condition to listen to the right Dhamma. And because of that, most of them become heedless. You can use knowledge, you can use your own whatever cleverness or ingenuity or whatever they call smart, very smart fellow, very clever, but all these are not wisdom. So these are all knowledge. Yeah. They can go for all the motivation theory, the classes and all. This is only a lot of short-term thing that allow you to achieve certain worldly things that you believe through using your whatever view, willpower, you can achieve it. That's why you strive and you determine, but you don't apply the correct Dhamma way. That's why that will lead to downfall. What's the time now? I think we should start. Oh, 8:50, okay, I take an extra 4 minutes, okay. Okay, we get ready for puja. Who's supposed to light the candle and incense? After this, we'll go through the full thing, don't worry. Huh? Then it's also in our last Thursday short note at the end. Then our website also. Suyan, choose two. PG and LC. yeah. They always fetch me. Come. Must be Kit Hun. Yeah, PG, come. The rest of us can stand. Can be seated. Then we will get ready for puja. Huh? Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the vandana onward. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Dithiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Dithiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Dithiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami Tathiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kausavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Surameraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we are chanting Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarpa dithena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambara yutena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja baca namo temang wana ganda guno petang etang kesuma santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siripada Sarorohe Pujemi Buddhang Kusumena Mnena Punnena Matena Chahotu Mokhang Pupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang Adivase tu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tu no bante Pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya Patigan hatumutamang. Okay, now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Triple jam. Bedang pejemi. Damang pejemi. Sanghang pejemi. Okay, you can be seated. Then we can have our 25 minutes of meditation. Okay, we are off the light. So always remember, meditation is very simple. Just relax, maintain awareness, that's it. Then allow the mind to settle down. If your spiritual faculties are already there, you will settle down very fast. If it's still not stable yet, you give it some time, it will settle down. Because your original state of mind, before your stirring, your reaction to sense experience, is already silent stillness, or the silent mind before the arising of thought or aggregates of mind. So just relax and maintain silent, aware. Then the mind will settle down. Slowly, slowly, the heedless thinking or whatever thought or movement, they will slow down. Then it will cease. If you still need to train your mind, then maybe you go ahead. Training the mind is very simple. You can use the mind sweeping method followed by loving kindness or metta. Then you combine it with loving kindness. Then that mind state, once you develop, you have to stabilize it with anapanasati. So when anapanasati is there, it's easy. The other thing to strengthen your meditation, or to let your meditation progress fast, is daily mindfulness. If you have daily mindfulness together with your five spiritual faculties, you will settle down very fast. Because when you are mindful throughout the day, you have very, very little heedless moment or heedless thinking. So if you have lived your daily life in proper manner, or Krishnamurti call it order. Order means you are not heedless. Most of the time you are aware, mindful, with the wisdom, initial wisdom, or yoniso manasikara. So when you have wise attention at the moment of sense experience, you will not stir, you will not react, you will remain peaceful, calm. That's why daily mindfulness will stabilize your mind. Then when you can do that, you have hardly any mental hindrance. And when you don't have mental hindrance, means your spiritual faculties are there, stable. That's how you enter the meditative state straight away. You can meditate very easily. That's how people become skillful in their meditation. If you can be heedful most of the time in your daily life, this mental hindrance will not arise. This mental hindrance arises because you are heedless, you don't have sense restraint. You don't have the daily mindfulness. You are not capable of developing the daily mindfulness, or they call it sati sampajana, means mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action, all movement and mind state in the present moment. So this is a very important practice, because this is apamada or heedfulness. Without heedfulness, you cannot start. Without heedfulness, you cannot investigate the Dhamma. Without heedfulness, you are not mindful. When you are heedful, you are ever mindful. That's why the factors of enlightenment will arise. You can use it to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. And you can use it to develop your daily mindfulness. So all this are related to the Buddha's teaching, especially Avijja Sutta. After this, we will go through it. And this time, I hope you all can get it right, so that it stabilizes in your mind. When it stabilizes, you have the understanding. And very easy for you to cultivate. Then you will not go back to the old way, the heedless way. You will not fall anymore. Okay, now I will let you meditate on your own. Then I will ring the bell when the 25 minutes is up. those still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed and trained. You need to use this trained mind state to live your daily life and cultivate the daily mindfulness that is the ultimate meditation in daily life. Okay, now turn to page 6. We shall chant the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajas
Sunan Esa bhagavato savakasango ahoneyo pahoneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo anuttarang punyaketang lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Bedang Paja me. Damang Paja me. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, we will go through the second part. But before I start on the Abhijja Sutta, is there anybody who wants to report meditation or ask any question? Anybody? Yes, tell me, yeah.
Brother, this is to ask whether how I practice is it correctly?
Yeah. You describe it. Huh?
Okay. Lately.
Yeah.
I found that. It's like having like I just for example I use like energy as example.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
It's like because this word from Bhagavad-gita was quite influenced me a lot. Like, it says something like, if you feel hurt, that means you're having wrong view. So, then I was, when I was doing like, not in mindfulness, but I kind of get to know that every time when there's like feeling stressed or uneasy, then actually there's, I can say energy. Energy was like, maybe asking you to move and my like restlessness, you ask you to do that, then you like notice restlessness, or maybe when you're lying down, they have some thoughtless ideas, and sometimes last time when the mind is not so stable, you will straight away believe it.
Correct. Yes.
Or when the mind is more stable, then you say, oh, this is. it's not my, for example, the mind think of something that maybe you feel that offended the Buddha.
Actually, it's just a thought.
That say it.
Because the thought is dependent originating, is nobody inside there. But the mental intention that is put in is due to wrong view. It's not you, I don't say that. That wrong view is because that mind, mundane mind, is still deluded. That's why you have a wrong view. But that mundane mind is not you. The form of mind is not you. That five aggregate of form of mind is not you. So what is important is you have this understanding through reflection, contemplation. Then when you meditate, is to awaken the third turning. So what you should do is you should relax. You forgot the four support. Whatever happened, even Vyokati or what, he remind you. Like you say, whenever, what I say is whenever you are not happy and not peaceful, the hindrance are there. So whenever you are stressed up, Vyokati's case is you are already lost in thought or in wrong thought. So what you need to do is, because you are not relaxed, that's why you stress up. Understand that? Yeah. So the key to meditation is always the first support. No matter what happened, what did I say? Relax. No. Relax. Ah, into every mind state that arises. Remember? The reason why you have all this type of thinking, stress, heedlessness, and all that, because you are not relaxed. You're supposed to relax and let things be. Understand now? Then all this will slow down. Understand? Then relax, what do you do after that? If you are too relaxed, you will sleep. But you're supposed to maintain? That's why relax, then just aware. Aware, no need to think. Aware means maintain the awareness. You just have the clarity of mind to be aware. Aware of what? Whatever that arises. If it's thought, it's the mental hindrance or what, you just let it be. That's why choiceless awareness. Jai Krishnamurti said, don't do anything. Don't try to suppress, control, or verbalize. We are yours, you try to recall through knowledge and you verbalize. This like that, that like that. That's why this is thought-based, actually verbalization and chattering inside. But because your mindfulness is not stable, that's why you're still going through the habitual tendency. Although you say you are more stable, because less of those heedless thinking. Last night you totally cannot control. The moment you are down there, everything arises. Because during the daily life, you are not able to develop the daily mindfulness. You don't have heedfulness. You are not able to develop the stability of daily mindfulness to make your daily life in order. If you are not mindful, you will be heedless. That's why you think a lot. So sense experience, every moment when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile, feel or think, you tend to react to what you see. So these are habitual tendencies that create sensual desire, you will, which are mental hindrance. That's why your mind cannot settle down. The mental hindrance is there. Then after that, you feel uneasy because you don't like this type of mind state. You know it's making you restless, heedless. And the thought just come out like that. You can't do anything. Then later on, you will think, then the thought will tell you. You are not sure. That is doubt. So all the five mental hindrances will come about because later on, you will become sleepy, too tired. When you use thought to analyze, you become too tired. And all the analysis is actually through the thought, which is delusion. Before you are enlightened, before you have the right view, it's always delusion. And most of it is Dhamma-based, right, according to you and others. That's why these people are thought-based, don't know how to meditate. They end up either noting, labeling, or doing all this type of thought-based chattering or verbalization. So if you do that, your meditation cannot settle down. So what you need to decide is, if you are determined to develop the meditation so that it will stabilize immediately when you settle down, or in the formal posture, your spiritual faculty must be stable. And when your spiritual faculty is there, your faith is there, saddha, virya. So saddha will lead to a calm and composed mind. Virya will give you the energy, or they call the tenacity, to cultivate. Then after that, you will develop sati. Once sati is developed, you stabilize it, it becomes samadhi. Then you can see things as they are. Then the wisdom, the understanding will arise. That's how yoniso manasikara come about. Then you can listen to the Dhamma. You can contemplate and reflect on the Dhamma. Then you can silence your mind and develop the meditation. You're supposed to see with the awareness all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha talked about. The dependent origination, the six sendo, the 12 link and other things. Even your five mental hindrances. The five spiritual faculties. When the spiritual faculties are not there, the hindrance will be active. There is no two way. That's why when the mental hindrance arise, don't fight, don't suppress. All these are wrong thoughts. Never mind, let it be. The mind that is originally the silent mind, which is your true mind, will return to its original state if you don't do anything. You just let things be. So relax, aware, and just let things settle down. then maintain the awareness for as long as you can. That's why this 24 hours is to maintain. But as you maintain, it will also meditate because it understands. The silent mind can understand. The silent mind will be aware of whatever movement the five aggregate, the mundane mind, all the activity. Then how you function as a human being, because your consciousness is trapped inside. How upon contact, consciousness arises. So when you are in your formal meditation, most of the time is no more the seeing consciousness, unless you open your eye to see. And the more active sense that are hearing, smell, taste also seldom, then thought process, then tactile. So when you are doing this, you are actually developing the meditation. Then when this all stabilize until you are just aware, then you will hit what they call piti. When you are mindful without thought, you experience piti, a type of spiritual calmness, spiritual joy, or rapture. So that rapture is like your mind have a lot of joy. Then as you continue to relax, maintain the mindfulness, your breathing will become more and more long. That long breathing will make you very calm, very peaceful. But you have to relax into it, so that this one will become more and more refined, more and more, until you experience a very blissful state of mind. So when there is this bliss, means your mindfulness has become continuous, very stable, very strong. But it's very light, means there is no stress at all. That natural breathing become like it slow down itself, and there is clarity everywhere. But that sukhang or blissfulness is very intense, very strong. It sometimes when you are very in that state of bliss, it's just that type of blissfulness where you sometimes there is this what they call, you all call it goose pimple, is it? But it's not really a goose pimple. It's a type of bliss. You feel so blissful. It's like intense bliss inside there, really blissful. Then you continue to relax into it and just experience it. Then it will transform. Then when it stabilizes, your mind becomes very quiet, very still. And that is pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. Tranquility means no movement, very tranquil, very quiet. Tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. That is your true mind. That is your meditative mind. That is your silent mind. You're supposed to realize that. Then only the real meditation begin. Otherwise, it has not begin. Then when it reaches this state, don't panic. Don't go and do sitting, touching, and verbalize again. Just silent and let it be. Until that mind really doesn't move. Then this mind will enter sati. Pasati will enter sati because it stabilized. Then when it enters sati, your mind is already in sati. Means anywhere you locate this mind is very sensitive. It can be aware. That's why you move it to a heart area, you immediately can feel the vibration, the pounding of the heart, everything. Then the awareness is very stable. No need stethoscope, nothing. Just locate your mind there. Then wherever in your body, everywhere you go down, even you're rising and falling, you put the silent mind there, the awareness is different. Not like what you all do, looking for it. This one is the phenomenon come to you. Your awareness pick it up. And it's so silent and still. And that type of mindfulness is very stable. Then after that, you're supposed to use this stability of mindfulness to meditate. Then when you come out of it, you realize because your mind is in sati, everything is in that synchronized movement, specific phenomenal awareness. All of your movement, like suddenly, how come your awareness is there? Your mindfulness is there, continuous. Like some who experienced at the retreat, that Chia fellow, after he understood that I don't know whether first retreat or second retreat, I forgot. I think first retreat, after he questioned me for 1.5 days. Then when he had the fit, he came and paid respect, he request for instruction, then I instruct him. I teach him how to do. Then he very fast went into that. At first he was thinking, what are these jokers all lying down and snoring and all those things. Then when he lie down, he realized he also snore. He also can hear his own snoring. And then he realized, then after that he relaxed and silent, and he allowed the sati, the mindfulness, the tranquility, the stillness, the pasti to stabilize. Then after that when he come out, he said, throughout the day he's mindful, even going down to the kitchen, fully aware. Oh, like magic like that. So that is what meditation is all about. Then when your mind is in sati, it's very funny. When you go through your daily life, everything you see, the phenomena and your awareness, mindfulness move as one. No? The TV also same. It's like you can move. Then you can be like inside that person riding the bicycle or walking or doing the chakrati. Like you are inside him, understand? No? Well, your mindfulness and his movement is the same. It's just like your consciousness is inside his body. You can be aware of the whole thing. Like Anita, what? Mujani. He said, like you share the same consciousness. It's not you share the consciousness. You have become the oneness. That everything is the awareness. The awareness got no limit, no space, no boundary, nothing. It depends on how stable, how silent you are. Then every moment of hearing also you realize it's different from last time hearing. Last time hearing, you can like react to the sound or get excited or angry or unhappy. Now it's like a flow, that sound. That hearing consciousness is totally different. So the seeing, hearing, smell, taste, everything is like a flow. Even the tactile. It's like the mindfulness is there. Then you realize, how come like that? And then you understand what real sati is. That's why people cannot do it. They talk about it. It's all words. So this is how that whole of the meditative training can come about. Can follow, huh? Yeah. So when whatever happens, remember the four support, the first three. Relax into it. Even when there is stress or whatever, because you are not relaxed. So when you relax means what? You are not doing anything. Relax away, like mind sweeping method. Feel any tension, any tightness, any stress, relax into it, then just away. Then sweep it down. Feel, relax, away. No thinking. No need to know anything. That's why I say when you are in this state of mind, don't try to know. The awareness will understand. Then when it awakens, you come out of the meditation, then you will understand. Because you will reflect and contemplate. Because what happened just now when you are in the awareness state, you will recollect. And you will understand. Because that very deep experience or very deep awareness that goes through that thing, sometimes it's an awakening, it's an insight. That insight like suddenly that you understand. Then within that moment, a lot of people in the meditative state, they connect to the Dhamma knowledge. Then they start to think. When you are in that state, don't do that. I mean, if you are skillful, you're very mindful, you want to reflect, contemplate, you can. But if you want to do that, you silence everything and relax and develop the contemplation. When you contemplate, just contemplate. When you are not contemplating, just silence. Understand? Yeah? So this is how meditation can be developed. And it will become very different. But this is not described anywhere. Nobody really can write about it. But they never do until like that. So the silent mind, which is your true mind, pasti, need to be realized first. Then that one, once you realize that, you have to stabilize until the mind enters sati. Then only your daily mindfulness can really come about. Then after that, you do a lot of bowing, walking, or whatever. Don't try to know, just do. Because by then, body and mind is one already. Then just stabilize it in the form of meditation. Then carry this mindfulness and awareness back to your daily life. That's how your daily mindfulness can stabilize. Then after that, daily religious routine. Means throughout the day, before you sleep, when you wake up, the mindfulness must continue. Starting with your home activity, house activity. Then whatever you do in between. Yeah. That's like the four posture. Then in between the four posture, then all action, all movement. It's practically mindfulness throughout the day. I remember. Non-stop. Then you become very different. Then you start to understand all the essential Dhamma. You start to see for yourself inside your form and mind. Who you are, what you are, your subtle, selfish, everything. Last time you never see. Now you start to see. The mental intention behind. The subtle delusion behind. So all those you start to understand. That's how you can root them out. You can straighten your view. Then you can reflect, contemplate, and stabilize all this. Then you have the initial wisdom called Yoniso Manasikara. Means wise consideration or wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Okay? Sadhu. 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 Anybody else? Any more questions? You don't have, we go into Avijja Sutta. Avijja Sutta is very important, very powerful. Because the reason why I put it into the website is when I read the Sutta, it's like I read the Four Noble Truths. I don't need people to teach me, you know. I understand straight away. Because that was what happened to my cultivation. It was exactly according to the Avijja Sutta that it happened. That's why you have to understand Avijja Sutta. Otherwise, you don't know what you are doing, I tell you. And it's not easy, you know. Theory is relatively easy. That's why Pariyatti is quite easy. But Patipatti, to put it into cultivation and practice, is not easy. Okay, you go to my Kayanamita. You go to the, I sent out yesterday, I think, the 18th of October outline short notes. After this, we will go through this one. So this outline short notes, there are 32, I think. This one is very good. This one, after I edit Panchi's daughter, the Angie, or Payon, after she did it, it turned out to be very good, because after I edit, the whole thing become clear. How come 31 only? Oh, somehow shortened to 31. Supposed to 32. Never mind. You look at 29:30. 29:30. Read. Avijja Sutta, 29. Only how many you got handphone? Apang don't have. Apang listen. Okay. Avijja Sutta, the ignorance sequence, the first sequence. They got two sequence. Or we call it the cycle. The first sequence is the ignorance sequence, because it's the Avijja Sutta. When you understand the first sequence, you will understand the second sequence, which is the enlightenment sequence. Okay, you listen. After this, I will use the whiteboard to explain that you can absorb faster. So the first one is ignorant. Okay, the nutriment for ignorance is the five mental hindrances. Okay, you know what is nutriment? Nutrition. What is nutrition? Food, isn't it? So whatever that feed ignorance, is the five mental hindrances, the Buddha said. Then the nutriment for the five mental hindrances are the three way of bad conduct, born of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then the nutriment, or the food for the three evil roots, or three ways of bad conduct, are due to unrestrained sense faculty. And the new treatment for this is the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension. Then the new treatment for the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension is unwise attention. Means ayoniso manasikara. Then the cause of unwise attention is the lack of faith in the Triple Gem. Then the new treatment for this is not listening to the true Dhamma. Then the new treatment for not listening to the true Dhamma is not having good Dhamma friends. So with good Dhamma friends, you can straighten your views after listening to the Dhamma to develop the initial wisdom or yoniso manasikara. So not associating with genuine Dhamma friends will cause one to end up in avijja and becoming heedless. That's how it happened. Okay? Then we read through the 30 sequence 2, enlightenment sequence. True knowledge leading to enlightenment sequence. So for you to have this real awakening, true insight leading to enlightenment, you need to have very important factors behind. So the new treatment for enlightenment means to realize enlightenment is the seven factors of enlightenment. Well, once you cultivate until the seven factors of enlightenment keep on arising, like I told you last time, if you want to know your meditation is correct or not, you check the enlightenment factor. If you cannot find hardly any enlightenment factor, you forget about what you are doing. Well, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. What are the seven enlightenment factors? First one is the T, yes. Then after that, you use it to investigate Dhamma, Dhamma Vichaya. Then the third one is, there will be this very strong tenacity. Well, when you investigate into the Dhamma, you stand up to the truth, then you have a lot of faith, a lot of joy. Then your virya become very strong. And when your virya is very strong, it will drive you in there, to cultivate in there. Then what will you experience? Because when it drives you, you will experience sati. Sati stabilize and give you that type of piti like I described just now. Then after piti, you're supposed to go through sukang, but it's not an enlightenment factor. If you attach to that, you get yourself stay there. It's just like you like the place you tour, and then you stay there, you don't come back to your hometown. Then you get stuck there. Then after piti is what? Paucity. You know what is paucity now and then? That's why I say after you have developed the mindfulness, you will experience piti. Then you relax into it, silent, until you become very refined. Then you experience blissfulness, sukhang. Then you continue to relax and silent until like no movement. You all last time used to have that case, meditate until nothing. No movement, nothing. The rising, falling also like very subtle, cannot feel really. Anapanasati also like very subtle, cannot feel. That is your mind entering sati. It becoming quiet, tranquil, still. You don't know what that is. You want what? You want greed for vipassana. You want enlightenment. Because you will be conditioned into what? If I don't know rising, falling, I'm not doing vipassana. That's where you go and do. That's why you go sitting, touching. People tell you, do this, do that. You go and do. Everywhere you run. Understand? You're not supposed to do that. But that is the silent mind. And how many people know? Never wrote in the book. Nobody tell you that. That paucity is an enlightenment factor. Do you know that? And that is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. That is your meditative mind, your true mind. And people don't know what that thing is. They somehow call it jhana. Then when you have that thing, you're not supposed to do anything. Silent everything and let it be. Until that silent mind becomes very stable. Until your mind enters sati. When your mind enters sati, this mind is different already. is very different. But this mind that is in sati, everything it touch on, that sati will feel it. That's why it become very sensitive. Then your hearing, your seeing is all in sati. That mindfulness hear, that mindfulness see, that mindfulness develop the awareness of the tactile consciousness. That's why it's mindful of all the six sendal. That's how it happened. Then only you can see clearly how you function as a human being. Who are you? What are you? What are these aggregates? What is form and mind? Namaru. All this you will come to understand. Then you will have the ability to discern clearly between form and mind. Namarupa parichena jnana. The first insight knowledge. Able to, through mindfulness, distinguish clearly what is sati. What is form and what is mind. These two are not related. They are actually separate entity. That's why you can discern them clearly. That's why mind got two types. Mundane mind and the true mind. The true mind that is aware, just aware, nothing else. Has got no emotion, no thinking, nothing. That's why it's separated from the object of the form. The mental form, the physical form. These two are very clear. Then when you go through pain, when you are able to silent, relax and aware, and the shift of consciousness or flash through the mind happen, that brightness of mind, that sati become very different. It's like transformed into clarity. Just like what Anita went through. That clarity. Yeah. Very, very different. That like the torchlight, yeah, the floodlight shine form, that clarity. Then the awareness is separate from the form. That's why at that time when I went through that, I checked. I say, what happened? That pain, the phenomena that caused that pain and all of this suddenly flashes off, vanish. Then this one becomes bright and clear. Fully aware inside there. Then it was so amazing. Then I want to find out. I went down there and checked out that place where the leg that gave me the pain. But at that time, the chi cannot flow. Constriction. Then I still can see the phenomena that you all call the pulling sensation. Or it's with the awareness, not with the thought. That thing is so clear. Then I realize the awareness is the awareness. The form is the form. The awareness that is aware, just aware. That's it. No thought, nothing. The moment the thought arises, the mundane mind arises already. Then you label already. Pain, tightness, pulling sensation, everything. The word come out, the labeling come out. So what you should do is don't label, aware. Then when your awareness has developed to that stage, you will know what meditation is. It's totally different from what people go through. Because this is not thought-based meditation anymore. And I always say this is the beginning of real satipatthana. The four foundations. Without that pasati, leading to the samadhi, your daily mindfulness cannot be stable. That's why the form of meditation is to develop that. Pasati. Then after that, stabilize it. If in the form of meditation you cannot do it, you come out, you don't stand a chance. That's why you have to continue through your daily routine, the daily mindfulness. Daily mindfulness is a must. You cannot get it. Because heedfulness is defined as what? Appamana. Tupa. First, Dhammapada verse 23. Ever mindful, constantly meditative. If you cannot be ever mindful, means most of the time you are heedless when you are in your daily life. Ever mindful means continuously mindfulness throughout the day. Ever mindful. Always mindful. Then constantly meditative means constantly aware to develop the understanding, to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, to straighten your view, to develop the right speech, right action. the three way of right conduct. All these are connected to the cultivation. That's why I don't think you go and see it. Then one day your insight, you become enlightened. It's not like that. That is not enlightenment. According to the Buddha, that is some fantastic meditation experience. Understand? Nothing to do with enlightenment is wisdom, awakening, understanding. Then it will lead you to the three way of right conduct. Right speech, right action, and right thought. Then, of course, in the daily life, your four right effort is always there. Then you know how to live your life. There's a right living, right livelihood is there. Then you are ever mindful. That's why the samadhi will develop when you are ever mindful. So the fifth enlightenment factor is paucity. When paucity stabilizes, it becomes samadhi. Understand? Then when samadhi is there, it becomes unwavering and collected. That is how your daily mindfulness, the sense restraint is there. Understand or not? When you see something, if you have samadhi, what happens? It's unwavering, collected, isn't it? That's why you can see things as they are. Your mind does not stir like before. That's why without that, you forget about what people tell you. Cut at the moment of feeling and all those things. Without yoniso manasikara, you can't. But initially, before this wisdom stabilized, with the samadhi, it can help you see things as they are. That's why you can understand a lot of the very deep dhamma in the in the Mahayana Sutta, especially Heart Sutta. Yeah. Then later on is the Diamond Sutta. You will understand, especially that no mark thing, no mark of a self cultivating, no mark of living being, no mark of others, then no mark of life, no mark of dhamma. All this become very clear. But without that insight, means sati and samadhi. Sati will actually develop the mindfulness until it accumulates into paucity. You understand? Sati is mindfulness, understand? Not? But this mindfulness can be active, understand? Not? Specific phenomenal awareness is active. But paucity is not active. Paucity is tranquility, stillness. No movement at all. But when you already stabilize the enlightenment factor, this paucity is always there. Understand? Not? But this is your true mind, your silent mind. So everything outside moves. That's why when I share, when I teach, inside is silent. Nothing. No movement at all. It's just still inside. Then you say, Brother, how you talk? How you speak, how you share. Because from the nature come out. Understand? If I use memory, I cannot teach. But I must remember what I'm going to share with you. I must remember what I'm going to say next. Cannot. You have to retrieve from memory. But when you have the wisdom and the understanding from the nature, you understand. Whatever you ask, the nature will know how to reply you. No need to remember anything. Whatever you try to remember becomes knowledge. There is no wisdom, I already told you. The moment you awaken, is there. No need to remember anything. Yeah. Just like what that monk, the Mahayana monk, Quang Ching Lao San, he very good. People ask him, what is wisdom? 什么是智慧? He said, wisdom is very strange. Sometimes the cultivator develops that wisdom, and yet he doesn't know. But when he encounters a situation, he will know. But he knows how to deal. He knows how to handle it. And spontaneous one. He don't need to go and act according to memory, recall memory. What did the Buddha say? What did Brother Teo say? How to act? If you do that, you are not acting at all. You are acting according to memory. It is not wisdom. You have to act according to wisdom. And wisdom, nobody can teach you. You have to awaken to it and connect it to your nature. You remember? I draw the form in mind with the wisdom connected. If it's not connected, there is no wisdom. You cannot understand. So this is how the seven factors of enlightenment will trigger of enlightenment. So when samadhi is there, you see things as they are, you will understand that you develop wisdom. Then when that wisdom arises, the last factor of enlightenment, upeka, come about. Your mind is in this state of equanimity. You understand? Equanimity born of wisdom means whatever situation, whatever condition, anywhere, anytime, any place, it is always in that state of upeka, the equanimous mind. It can have humor, it can have laughter, it can have joy, no problem. But there is equanimity, means there is no more delusion to create duality. And it will understand that duality belongs to the mundane mind. Duality exists, but that is according to existential world, because people need to communicate and use. But that true mind, which is beyond all this, will understand. That's why it will not get itself entangled and confused. So that last factor of enlightenment, which is upeka, is not the fourth jhana one. The fourth jhana one is without wisdom. Understand? It's one-pointedness until the mind cannot move. This ajnanic factor, ekagata, held together by one-pointedness of mind. That one is not born of wisdom. That's why these people who do jhana, when they get old, they get into trouble. Because they cannot maintain the jhana. When their body become weak, when they don't have that energy to maintain the jhana, then they start to doubt, they start to have problem. Then they cannot understand what is going on. A lot of things will surface. They will, through their thought, think, how come last time I can do all this? When I'm in the jhana, I don't feel any pain. I don't feel any like movement or light or dislike. I only have joy, pity. I only have what they call metta. Huh? The metta at that time very strong. It's like you are enlightened. But that is a conditioned state. That mind is in upeka, born of what? Energy field. One point on the soft mind until the mind doesn't move. And you can be in that state of jhana 24 hours, which my teacher Ajayantra went through. That's why he came out of it and he did the daily mindfulness. That's why he told me the highest meditation is we choose aware of all action, all movement in the present moment. Nothing to do with concentration, jhana, samatha, all those things. That's why after that I checked, I realized I haven't done it. Then I determined to be mindful. Within 2 weeks, it came. That's how it happened. So the seven factors of enlightenment will arise. Then you know you are on the right path. Then you really will become enlightened. So, we haven't finished the sequence for enlightenment. So, enlightenment needs seven factor enlightenment, okay? The nutriment. What is the nutriment for seven factor enlightenment? Read. Cultivate one. Four foundation of mindfulness. This is very important. So if you cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, that's why the Buddha said this is the only way. Ekayano bhikkhave bhikkhu. This is the only way for the purification of being, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, leading to enlightenment, nibbana in the here and the now. So the four foundation of mindfulness is the must. Because this is the third turning, through insight. That's like our final summary. You go and read through the yellow book. Everything is there. Yeah. Then after that, the nutriment for the four foundation of mindfulness is what? See? Without the three way of good conduct, you cannot cultivate four foundation of mindfulness. You know why or not? You remember I read to you all the opening statement? After overcoming? Covetousness and grief. Means, if you don't have the initial wisdom of yoniso manasikara, you cannot do four foundation. After overcoming covetousness, covetousness is what? Your lust, your greed, your craving, your positive duality, attachment. Then grief is your suffering, your negativity of mind state. If this initial wisdom also you don't have, you cannot cultivate the four foundations. You are wasting your time. That's why the new treatment is the three way of good conduct. And the three way of good conduct, the new treatment is what? Huh? Behind the three way of good conduct is what? If you don't have that ability to restrain your sixth sense faculty, how can you have the three way of good conduct? You understand or not? Your sense faculty are not restrained. Means you can get angry very fast. You can get emotional very fast, fearful very fast. Keep precept is not enough. Keep precept is avoid evil, understand not? Sense restraint is more than keeping precept. You must have daily mindfulness. That's why you read. The new treatment for sense restraint is what? Read. Mindfulness and clear comprehension. Now you see. Why sati sampajana is very important? Otherwise, no sense restraint. Then what is the new treatment for that one? Yeah. That's why without this initial wisdom, you cannot do it. The clear comprehension, mindfulness and clear comprehension, clearly comprehending what you are doing. Clear comprehension on non-delusion is very important. You understand? Clear comprehension of domain of meditation is very important. Then the last one is the clear comprehension of the most important place, important time, and the people, locality. That's why all this need yoni sok manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Otherwise, you cannot deal. You can follow. Then what is the new treatment for that? Yoniso manasika. Faith in the? And how do you develop the faith in the triple gem? After you listen to the true Dhamma. And how do you go to Dhamma class? You must have good Dhamma friends. That's why it all starts with Dhamma friends. That's why I call our grouping my Kayanamita, gathering of Kayanamita. You go and read my website. I wrote all those things there. Before I even decide to come out and share, I already have all this understood. That's why I call it Dhamma sharing. And we are just Dhamma friends. I'm not really your teacher in that sense, understand not? Because what is important is no authority over you, understand not? Dhamma friend means what? We also walk the power of Dhamma. You also walk the power of Dhamma. That's why we share understanding. No right, no wrong. The three conditions that I said. But because you all like to call me teacher. Nothing wrong with that. Just like the Buddha, he also became their teacher. Understand? But you must know, this type of teacher is not the one that imposes authority on you. Limit your freedom. That's why I used to tell Kayamita, this is the only grouping where you can join any society, understand? You don't have to like secretly go and join and don't want to tell me. Nothing wrong. That's why I say we are one big family. All are Kayanamita. Understand? So no division. We can come together as one big family, Kayanamita. Then we can temporarily do away all the labor. Like you don't have to say I'm from HABA, Nalanda and all those things. Or Brickfield, or Sentu, and all those things. These are division. We are Dhamma friends, Dhamma practitioner, cultivator of the Dhamma. That's why when you develop all this, you become different. Your cultivation becomes different. Now we go through. Now I write it out, but you have to tell me. So the first cycle is what? Avijja sequence. Okay? So Avijja sequence start with what? Ignorant. Okay, we start with avijja sikkhun. So first one is avijja. What does avijja depend on? The new treatment for avijja. This one. We just gone through just now. Five? So this is your five mental hindrance.
If I don't go through like that, it won't sink in. Do you all think you already know how to cultivate?
do you realize this Avijja Sutta is so powerful? Because I checked back, when I saw that sutta by accident, no. Every time she put one, no recorder. Don't know why tonight she didn't put. See? Tonight, teach you a lesson. Jin Hao very smart, no. Buy insurance. So don't worry, meant to be will be. We have to accept the reality. Like we say, 本来无一物，何处惹尘埃? Originally, there was nothing, empty. What is there to remember? But if you have it recorded, it will help a lot. But don't worry, we have tonight explanation very good. So I backtrack a bit, so that at least it's recorded until here. Wait, 10 minutes only. So enlightenment sequence, enlightenment sequence. So this one is not included, this one don't let it come in, this one is separate. So enlightenment sequence start with enlightenment, the nutriment or the food for enlightenment is the 7 factors of enlightenment. So this one we already gone through, sati and dhamma vichaya, okay. Then after that, you got your virya. Then you have your piti. Then you have your pasati. Then samadhi. Then upeka, equanimity. 7 factor enlightenment depend on the 4 foundation of mindfulness. If you don't cultivate 4 foundation of mindfulness, 7 factor cannot come out. And this is the 3rd turning. This is the 3rd turning. This is bhavana mayabhanya. This one. Very powerful. This is awakening, turning wisdom. Turning wisdom. So, the nutriment for the 4 foundation of mindfulness is 3 way of good conduct. That's why I explained to Ng Bi just now, she know because the Satipatthana Sutta, she was the one who pay a lot of attention at time. I always reminded them, emphasized to them in the sutta, it's mentioned, after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you cultivate the 4 foundation of mindfulness. So to overcome covetousness and grief, you need to have initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, which is here. That's why without this, the 1st and 2nd turning wisdom, born of listening to the Dhamma and straightening your view. You cannot have the initial wisdom. That's why I always say this unisoma manasika, the initial wisdom is very important. So that it prepares the base for you to receive the 3rd turning wisdom, which is very penetrative. It will awaken you. So this 4 foundation of mindfulness is the 3rd turning. Meant to be, so that I explain more clearly. And the reason for the 4 foundation is you need the 3 way of good conduct. So this one, Ng Bi asked about the 4 right effort. That's why it come in here initially. Then the 2nd right effort come in here. Understand? So 1st right effort is you can't do anything. Like I say, your boyfriend or your husband whack you or step on your tail. You react, then you think, I still got anger. Means you think your cultivation is not good. But actually anger was never you. That's why nothing to do with whether cultivation is good or not. So what is important is you are aware, that's or not, that the unarisen mental hindrance has arisen. You understand? Or the what they call wrong thought has already arisen. So what must you do? 1st right effort. You have to arise the right effort to abandon it. That's why the 2nd turning is to be abandoned. Means you have to abandon it. So the 3rd turning is what? It has already been abandoned. When you do the 4 foundation, you will abandon it. It will go. After that, when you already understood your mindfulness is there, your unisoma manasikara is there, then they cannot arise, understand? At the moment of sense experience, even they want to arise, because you are aware and you have unisoma manasikara, you can prevent it from arising. It will not arise. It's just like Alicia did all. You lai la. Means that wrong thought coming back to haunt you. Back door. So you will understand. Then the other two right effort is what? Third right effort is what? To cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you. Understand? That's why it consists of the three way of good conduct. Understand or not? You understand? Huh? So, abundance is also leading to good conduct. Where you avoid bad conduct. Then, third and fourth right effort is, third effort is to cultivate the good conduct that are not in you. Right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then the final one is to refine upon it and perfect it. That's why these three ways of good conduct consist of the four right effort together with Yoniso Manasikara. And this is the basis for the cultivation of four foundations of mindfulness. When you have this wise attention, you will not have normal suffering. Understand not? Normal attachment, craving, all of that. The strong one, no more. We have the initial wisdom there. You know this is not right. That's why you cannot break your precept after that. You understand? So this one is how you actually develop it. But before you develop the three way of good conduct and the four right effort and all those things, you must have sense restraint. Understand? If you cannot have sense restraint, means you are heedless. You cannot manage your life. You are continuously arising, duality, reacting. That's why no sense restraint means you are heedless. So this sense restraint depends on your cultivation of sati sampajana. Means you must have mindfulness and clear comprehension of every action, every moment in the past. This is what daily mindfulness is all about. Without this daily mindfulness, that's why I told you all, no enlightenment. Now you understand? Yeah? This is what daily mindfulness is all about. That's why without daily mindfulness, no way to awaken. You cannot deal with sense restraint without daily mindfulness. Then, the reason for this daily mindfulness and clear comprehension to be stable is you must have initial wisdom. So this one is Yoniso Manasikara, initial wisdom. Born of first and second turning. Okay. Then what is the cause of this Yoniso Manasikara? So continue here, faith in the triple gem. So this one is faith in the triple gem. Then listening to the Dhamma. Yeah? Faith in triple gem. Then, this one is what? Listening to the true Dhamma. Last one you all know. Huh? You all already learned Dhamma friends. Huh? This one is having good kayamita. Huh? Oh, exactly. Yeah? Having good kayamita. Okay, now that I got a bit of time, I can go through the first sequence. Eh? Yeah? Better, just in case not recorded. Yeah? So the first sequence is what? Avijja Sutta. First sequence is Avijja cycle or sequence. So for Avijja, yeah, according to the Buddha, for Avijja to be there, it will depend on the nutriment of the five mental hindrances. But this is what heedless living is all about. The mental hindrance will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you cannot meditate. And the reason is lack of five spiritual faculty, the opposite five. So you don't fight and suppress the hindrance. You just allow it to be. Develop the spiritual faculty. Develop the daily mindfulness so that throughout the day you are not heedless. Then this one ceases to be, like what I told you, how I did it. Then this five mental hindrance come about because of what? The three type of bad conduct. That's it. And the reason why you have these three type of bad conduct is the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, because you lack sense restraint. Understand? Your senses are so wild. Understand? So lustful, so selfish, so full of greed, hatred, and delusion, fear, sorrow, anxiety, all things. Then the cause for the lack of sense restraint is what? You don't have mindfulness. And you don't have clear comprehension. You didn't cultivate sati sampajana. And the reason why you don't cultivate sati sampajana is because you lack wisdom, the initial wisdom. You lack what they call yoniso manasikara. That's why here it's put as a yoniso manasikara. Yeah. Oh, sorry, this one is definition for yoniso. So this one we wrap off. Oh, never mind. I got an idea. Not happy. Like that better. Not having right view or right understanding. Yeah, born of the first and second turning wisdom. Yeah, okay. No, because when you don't have. Oh, sorry. It's the other side. It's the other side, sorry. This one should be the other side. This one should be under Yoniso Manasikara there. Yeah, thank you for pointing out. Yeah, because I don't have whiteboard space anymore. This one. So this one is finally Upeka go in here. Where to write? Here. PPE, yeah? 1P. 1P. Double K, okay. Yeah, 1P, double K, yeah? Okay. So this one will join up, hand in hand. So the lack of initial wisdom will lead to the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension. And why do you lack initial wisdom? Because you never have faith in the triple gem. And when there is no faith, you will not listen to the Dhamma. And the reason why you don't have a chance to listen to the Dhamma is because you don't have Dhamma friends. You got a lot of Macau friends. You know what is Macau? Cantonese word, Macau friend, Macquai friend. They say come from Macau. That's why Macau friend. So Dhamma friend and Macau friend are different. Dhamma friend are very helpful, very sincere, very, very truthful. Yeah. And they really hold to the understanding and walk the path of Dhamma. So this one, the Avijja Sutta, is what I need you to develop the clear understanding. So that when you cultivate, you pay attention to where you are lacking. Do you know where you are lacking now? Unknowingly, you already have Dhamma friend. You never have gratitude and blessing. Because this you take for granted, understand? Everywhere is Dhamma friend. Then if you come for class, at least you get to listen to true Dhamma. Then the order file inside the website, if you use it, you constantly listen to true Dhamma. I tell you, you progress very fast. You look at all those who describe their experience, like Puan Chi's daughter, Angie, or Pui Yi. You know Pui Yuan. You know what she said? She has been constantly listening to my audio file until he do the transcript. So constant listening is very important. then it go in. Unless you like Hui Ning, listen one time and now. You not like Hui Ning, then you better listen more time. Yeah? So if you listen, your faith become unshakable, understand or not? Just like all those people who share, Christina, I think MB, and there is another one. Who was it? Eric, yes. Another person also share, I think. I forgot who already. Huh? Manyan was early on. That one was early on. So this one, the faith in the triple gem is very important. When your faith becomes unshakable, you know what happened? You have one of the ballast. Then it will drive you to cultivate. You will go all out. Because when I have this faith, I went all out. Because this is so important. Not only this life, no. All my future existence, no. All of my future coming depend on this understanding. So if I don't hit it right, hit the nail on the head right, if I miss this window, no more chance. So this one is very important, very crucial. Yeah. So when this is developed, the faith in the triple gem, you will have wise attention because wisdom will arrive. When you keep on listening with the faith, it will let you understand. When your faith is there, you can understand spiritual teaching very easily. You know why? Faith is a spiritual faculty, understand? That will enable you to understand spiritual teaching very easily. So when you have faith, it will drive you. When your faith becomes unshakable, virya will come. Then when virya comes, sati will come. Understand? Then you see the importance of it. Then sati will come. Then you will do the daily mindfulness. Then when you do the daily mindfulness, you realize your sense restraint is automatic. Your precept is automatic. You cannot break. Then three way of good conduct is automatic. You understand? That's why after that you do four foundation of mindfulness, kacang putih, understand? Then the seven factor enlightenment keep on arising. That's why you know you're on the right path. That's why the seven stages of purification, satta, visuddhi, one of them is knowing that you are on the right path. That's why they call it the ditti, purification of path and non-path. The view is the initial one. Purification of path and non-path. You know. Wrong path without the factor of enlightenment on. Path, the factor of enlightenment keep on arising. Then you know you have not gone wrong. Then there is this free mind. Joy, liberation, freedom, silence, stillness, understanding. Not born of a conditioned state. Not born of a conditioned state. Born of a free mind, in sati, in tranquility, in stillness, born of your true mind. So these are all very important. So with the seven factor of enlightenment, you are destined for enlightenment. And this is what Appamada is all about, heedfulness, the four foundation of mindfulness. When you cultivate that continuously, that is constantly meditative, ever mindful. Yeah. So this one is Appamada, heedfulness. Yeah. In fact, as you progress from here, your daily mindfulness onward, that's why I say, unless you hit the daily mindfulness, you have not started your meditation yet. This is just the real beginning. This sati sampajana. That's why I say, if your mind doesn't enter sati, you have not really started the true cultivation. And this is the reason why I always say, without daily mindfulness, you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance. Because most of the time you are heedless. You cannot be heedful. Okay? Finish. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You got any question? Next Tuesday we continue. I think we should go through one more round. Yeah, so that the whole thing is recorded. Yeah. So this one I don't rub. So we keep it. And next week no more. Ya lah, Ananda Giri. I have to wait till after Ananda Giri. Tuesday still have. But Tuesday class, we study another topic. The Buddha is teaching. Oh, wait, my brother called me. Give me a minute.
Hello? Hello? May I call my dentist, right?
Okay, we will do the sharing of merits. Then after that, we can make our aspiration. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta watta ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabbasampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo ibmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu Yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Buddha. Sutta, all this condition you already have, so you can do it. The only thing is last time you're not clear, you don't know where to proceed. So now it's very clear. You already have Dhamma friend. You have been listening to the Dhamma, true or not? Yeah, through Dhamma, and you have been learning all these things, and your faith is very strong. So what you need is this Yoniso Manasikara. That's like first turning, second turning, reflect, contemplate. Understand or not? When you listen, first turning is there. Reflect, contemplate, second turning. Then Yoniso Manasikara is there, you are home. Your daily mindfulness will be automatic. Yeah. And when your daily mindfulness comes, like I say, you see a lot of things. You realize your senses are restrained. Cannot do the thing like last time already. You see things differently. You hear things also differently. You will not respond like last time, heedless and all those things. Then the three way of good conduct, everything will follow. Understand? Then after that, only do four foundation of mindfulness. Straight away want to go vipassana. Aiyo. That's why before, after overcoming covetousness, you think the Buddha got nothing to do or put that sentence there. You understand? That one is very important. That's why I saw that in the early days. When I read the four foundation, I realized this is what you need. And that time, I already have done that. That's why I had to do the four foundation after that very fast. Yeah. Then the four foundation, if you don't do, you cannot understand the teaching. Yeah. That's why all the sharing come about is because of those conditions. Okay.